Welcome to the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:45 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is November 17th. Well, today we saw an additional day of weakness across the vast majority of stock markets. China, having pulled back rather sharply yesterday, was relatively steady in here today. The majority of Asian markets were in negative territory, but not by a great deal. India was perhaps one of the weaker ones. It continues to pull back. The rupee remains particularly weak. The Indian market remains focused on the sclerotic nature of the government and the fact that India doesn't appear particularly likely to lower interest rates. We have seen that interest rates have been lowered in a large number of countries, an increasingly large number of countries to be more accurate, over the last few months. That would suggest that the threat to growth in a number of places has increased, and that many of these markets are moving to toward a more stimulative perspective. In Europe today, the majority of markets were weaker in excess of 1%. The DAX by just over 1%, the FTSE by 1.5%, the CAC by 1.75%. European government bond yields, particularly the Spanish yield, spiked earlier on today, but paired the vast majority of the advance. Italian yields were weaker in here today, but still remain in the region of 7%. Onto the close in Wall Street, the Dow Jones was down by about 1%, the S&P by 1.75%, the Nasdaq Composite by just under 2%, the TSX down by over 2%, the Bovespa down by 2.75%. In the precious metal markets, gold pulled back rather sharply. It was down $42. It's pulling back towards this $1,700 level. Silver was also particularly weak. It was down over $2, down to 31. Both platinum and palladium were down in the region of $47 or $48. U.S. Treasuries are stronger by a full point. Both gilts and bunds were weaker in here today. German bunds were down 83 points, or 83 ticks, I should say, down to 137.32. They've encountered resistance at the upper side of their range. A similar condition for gilts. U.S. Treasuries probably still have a little bit further to go before they go up and test their peak. In the commodity complex, generally, it was a pretty weak day. The grains and beans were all down in a dynamic fashion. Wheat was down by 25. Corn was almost to limit down on the day. It was down 28. The industrial commodities were also down. Copper was down by 11 cents in COMEX, and the industrial metals were generally quite weak. Now, if we take a step back and look at what some of these chart patterns are telling us, October was we saw a very powerful rally. There were short-term overbought conditions. A large number of indices have gone right back up and tested the underside of their 200-day moving averages. If you take a step back again and you look at a 5-year chart, then we've seen a large number of completed type 3 tops. We've seen a major decline, a partial unwinding of that decline, and what we really now need to see if the short sharp bear market hypothesis is to continue to be borne out, then markets will find support above their early October lows. And if that remains the case, then there's a good chance that we're going to see these markets push on back above their 200-day moving averages, subsequently find support in that region, and then extend advances. So, particularly for weaker markets, they really do need to find support above their October lows. Markets that fall into that category are the DAX. The DAX was particularly oversold back in the beginning of October. It had a very impressive rally throughout October. It's gone right back up to test the underside of the 200-day moving average. It's encountered at least short-term resistance in that area. It does have plenty of room to consolidate above the October low and then push on to new recovery highs in the context of this correction, but it does need to do it. There are a large number of other markets, particularly in Europe, have a similar condition. At the other end of the scale, the Nasdaq, particularly the Nasdaq 100, had gone right up to test its peak, which was in the region of 2400. It has pulled back towards the 2270 area. It has a lot of room in which to consolidate and still remain in probably the market that is most likely to sustain a move to new high ground first. In the Asian region, the ASEAN markets, which had been leaders in the upside, have also had some of the strongest rebounds. Elsewhere, Singapore or Taiwan, for example, they continue to labor a bit, and they really do need to extend their advances and push back above their respective 200-day moving averages. We remain within a really quite uncertain environment, and the European situation is a breaking situation. The temporary respite that we had today on some of those bonds, there's no telling what's going to happen with them tomorrow. The ECB, or at least most likely the ECB, is going to have to move into a more of a pull position in terms of its activity. We continue to wait for that to happen. And it can't happen until some of the larger Eurozone members row in behind and say that they're going to support, particularly if it's the answer is going to be quantitative easing. The likelihood of quantitative easing is going to be probably the best case scenario, but it is also apparent to German voters. Now, that could potentially be sold to them using a fudge, and certainly the European political establishment is no stranger to fudging, that it would be sold to them as they were trying to avert a deflationary outcome, and they could probably sell that rather well. The outlook for growth in Europe isn't particularly good, and especially on the periphery, that they could engage in limited quantitative easing in an effort to stoke inflation and get back towards their inflation target of about 2%. There is a strong likelihood that the Eurozone is going to undershoot that level. This was an important day for the oil market. West Texas Intermediate has rallied from $75 to $100 in about 6 weeks. It's really overbought in the short term. It probably had the largest upward dynamic of the entire move yesterday. That was at least partially climactic. It's encountered resistance in the region of this rondophobic area of about $100. It was down almost $4 in here today. It wasn't quite a downside key reversal, but it was certainly an outside day. Additional follow-through tomorrow would confirm a short-term peak in this price action and suggest that we're going to get an additional pullback and consolidation. What we have had over the last 4 and 5 weeks has been a major narrowing of the spread between the US and European oil contracts. Libyan production is beginning to come back online. That should have a negative impact on Brent crude prices. And the reversal of Enbridge's pipeline from Cushing down to the refineries on the Gulf Coast will also help to relieve the oversupply in that facility. So we could potentially get back towards a more normal oil market in here, with the U.S. and European prices beginning to trade more in line with each other. The silver market and platinum and palladium stand out in sharp contrast to what's been happening in the gold market. Silver fell below its 200-day moving average in October. It rallied back up towards it. It's encountered resistance in the region of the 200-day moving average now. It fell today by over $2. It really does need to find support above that $30 area if the potential for a recovery is going to remain intact. Platinum and palladium are pretty similar stories, and so is copper. Platinum and palladium have been performing much more like industrial commodities than than they have precious metals over the last few months. Gold, on the other hand, found support in the region of its 200 AMA in the region of $1,550. It rallied rather emphatically. It's back above its 200-day moving average now. It has encountered resistance in the region of 1,800. It does look like it's going to unwind further the short-term overbought condition. But whereas the potential outlook for some of those industrial metals and silver, platinum, and palladium looks a little bit bearish in here, gold looks like it remains within a relatively consistent medium-term uptrend, and it continues to consolidate above its 200-day MA. Now, it would have to sustain a move below the $1,550 area to really question that hypothesis, and at this stage, that looks reasonably unlikely. But in the meantime, we've seen so many markets that have rallied up to their MAs and encountered resistance that the open question now is whether they're going to find support above their October lows. And provided that happens, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. What we also see is that there have been an increasing number of companies that have broken up to new highs since September. A number of those companies are somewhat overbought in the very short term. They could pull back, provided they find support in the region of their previous highs. That could be viewed as a potential entry point from the perspective of playing a medium-term recovery scenario for those companies. We're seeing that multinationals that have strong financials, a strong franchise, leverage to the growth of the global consumer, are doing substantially better than the wider market. I think we do have to remember that you buy companies, you're not buying the economy. And when you buy multinationals, what you're buying is growth in the global economy. So while there is a lot of nasal gazing going on in Europe and in the USA, a large number of these multinational companies are really leveraged to growth elsewhere, and their share prices are reflecting that divergence. That is something to keep in mind, particularly as this European crisis continues to rumble on. And I think I will leave you with that for the evening, and wish all the best to all of you.